Dr. Rian, welcome to the show. First of all, please tell me, how do we pronounce the name of your society? Because I'm struggling with this the whole time.
Thank you, yeah, and good morning to the listeners. No, so it's actually said it's the Vitreoretinal Society.
Okay.
And it basically specializes in the diseases of the vitreous as well as the retina.
Right. Well, at least we've got that cleared. Now, it is a Retinal Awareness Week, and the focus this year has been particularly on the connection between diabetes and loss of sight, which is a very, I think, an interesting connection. Obviously, diabetes affects all sorts of parts of the system,
yes.
But we don't focus that much on the eye. And, of course, diabetes, I think, is within the top three of medical conditions that South Africans have. So a very serious connective problem then.
Yes, absolutely. Diabetes, it's, you know, is a complication of diabetes. And that basically, it's the leading cause of vision loss globally. In South Africa, I mean, there are 4.5 million diabetics currently in 2019, and that's only expected to grow. And vision loss from that, 1.7% of those patients eventually end up with diabetic eye disease. And that sort of is 77,000, if you think about it, in 2019. And that's only going to grow as the population gets bigger.
Yes, as you say, it is going to grow. And it can actually cause irreversible blindness. So it's just, you know, one of those things that actually can be a permanent condition, not just something that is a kind of a small problem.
And the focus of this World Retina Week is just to create awareness, because this irreversible blindness is basically preventable. You know, if a diabetic patient comes to the eye doctor or the optometrist, you know, they can find early findings of this disease, and if it's treated properly and managed, the vision loss can be prevented, and it can even be reversed in some cases if the diabetes is managed adequately. So no, absolutely, we need to find these patients and find them and treat them, because one blind patient is a very difficult, you know, so it's somebody that is out of work, it's somebody that cannot contribute, and we need to help those patients, those vulnerable people, basically.
And in fact, even if you're on a medical aid, this is something which is covered as a prescribed minimum benefit. So it's also recognized by the industry as being something which they're happy to support to pay for it, so that people can have the condition reversed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the medical aids are on board with screening initiatives. You know, there's every year there are new projects rolling out, and where patients can be screened at a primary care level. And not only that, you know, they can, there's new initiatives where we are trying to use AI, artificial intelligence to help, the disease, to help the burden of screening, because it's a huge burden if we are going to screen the whole diabetic population. But these are all initiatives that we're trying to roll out and just to get on top of this disease, because it's such a treatable thing, and it's sad to have someone not being able to be screened. So no, the medical aids, they are on board with it, but even if you're not on a medical aid, you know, these conditions can be screened at a primary care level in a government hospital. So it's definitely, we just need to raise awareness for people to attend and to go for health seeking behavior, basically.
So let's talk about that then, because it's not only then an eye issue. It's really about figuring out the diabetes. is that correct? And actually working on your diabetes. It's not the eye condition itself. So what do people actually have to look out for when they're thinking about this issue? Maybe they're concerned about it. What do people have to think about if they're going to be dealing with the issue of diabetes?
So that's about diagnosing diabetes. So first of all, I mean, if you've got any strange symptoms from diabetes or you know, any health problems that you're not sure what's going on, I mean, it could be diabetes. Whether you are 17 or in high school, or whether you are, you know, 60 and above, I mean, diabetes affects any of those population groups, and so it doesn't discriminate against, you know, race or whatever. But the symptoms can be vague. Unfortunately, the symptoms can be lethargy. Somebody can be tired, or it can be, passing a lot of urine, or just a lot of infections coming on all the time, and just not knowing what's going on. But a diabetic test is a cheap test. You can do it at a Clix, or you can do it at any sort of pharmacy, and they just do a screening test. And doesn't cost much, so the diagnosis should not be too difficult, but it's about going out there and just seeking some health care. You know, patients end up not wanting to go to the doctor for fear, and especially during this COVID lockdown, you know, people don't go to the doctor, they're scared of getting COVID, and now they're just not seeking that health care. Very rarely do they present with vision loss, so that's sort of an end complication of diabetes, so we do see that, patient who has not been diagnosed and has had symptoms for years and now presents with vision loss.
Is somebody sending us an SMS on the line, doctor? Does a lot of sugar cause diabetes? That's from M.
Sorry, just say again, does?
A lot of sugar cause diabetes.
But diabetes means a high blood sugar level. So eating a lot of sugar doesn't necessarily cause diabetes, but if you eat too much processed foods, carbohydrates, you know, that increases your risk. So there is a genetic component to it. So some people are prone to develop diabetes from, you know, just from being, having the genes for it. But, having an unhealthy lifestyle, yes, that can lead to diabetes, especially type 2 and especially as you get older. So no, staying fit, staying healthy, having a healthy lifestyle can prevent type 2 diabetes. Absolutely.
Now, if you already have diabetes, and that's, some of it is more controllable than others. There's various, aspects to diabetes control. But if you already have it, then in terms of the issue of eyes, how do you then monitor that and make sure that, you are protected against vision loss in that regard?
Okay. Yeah. So the best thing to do is when you are diagnosed with diabetes is to go for an eye examination. Now, an eye examination can be with an optometrist or it can be with an ophthalmologist, but is to have an initial eye examination. Because, you know, when you present with diabetes or when you are diagnosed, some people already have diabetic retinopathy and that needs to be treated. So that's the first thing you need to do. And then secondly, if you don't know about your diabetic status or whatever, and you end up with vision loss or there's any visual disturbance, whether it's a blur in your central vision, especially when you're trying to read and it's just not like it was before. Absolutely. Go to the doctor. Just find out what it is. It can be something that's not serious, but it can be diabetes. And at that stage, we can still treat it. So it's so important just to go for that initial screen when you are diagnosed with diabetes.
Now, of course, doctor, just besides the diabetes, there are a number of diseases that affect the retina and obviously retinas are an important part of health and you can even donate them. People donate them when they die. And so there's all sorts of diseases associated with it that we're not even going to have a chance to go into. But if people want more information on retinal health, where can they go for more info?
Okay. Yeah. So there's a ton of information on the internet, but we've got a good local website and it's called www.retinasa.org.za. And that is one of the societies or the organizations that really try and get all the information together for South African patients, the South African trials on retinal diseases, inherited retinal diseases. So there's, like you said, there's a whole kind of different diseases and some of them are inherited and some of them are treatable. So on that website, you know, there's a lot of information on there. So that's our local website and then also the Ophthalmological Society of South Africa, but that's more for the eye doctors. So I would say the Retina SA website is probably the best local website to go on to.
So that's retinasa.org.za. But really the message is go get yourself tested, particularly for diabetes. Make sure that is something you've ticked off the list. And if you do have it, to make sure that you are looking after not just your sight, but various parts of your health.
Absolutely. Don't be scared of the doctors. Go and get yourself checked.
That's Dr. Rion Fuyun talking to us about World Retina Week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And actually, the doctor reminds me of a story, Tubble, which you might appreciate.